In Salem, Oregon, a mental hospital that became infamous because of a film is being replaced. The Oregon State Hospital was built in 1883. The movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest was filmed there. The hospital, with more than 500 beds, had long ago fallen into serious disrepair. Dr. Marvin Fickle is a former superintendent of the Oregon State Hospital, and he helped draw public attention to the many problems there.
The design was initially intended to allow sunlight in every room. But unfortunately, over the years, it got translated into a situation of small, dark rooms along a long, narrow corridor, leading to both a sense of institutionalization and lack of safety in many areas. If you look at that facility today, it is a fairly gloomy kind of place.
How do you account for the fact that, I mean, the problems at this hospital have been known for years? There was, of course, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest in 1975, which painted a picture of this place that was not at all flattering, but nothing was done, it seems.
It's not that people were not interested in getting things done. As we've seen in many other public infrastructure issues around the country, despite the fact that people are aware that there are problems, it takes political motivation, a tax revenue base which can support long-term requirements, both in terms of building costs and in staffing. So these things in Oregon led to a situation where the state hospital was relegated to a second-class citizen, if you will.
I was surprised to learn that One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest was filmed inside the hospital. They got permission to film there. What do you think about the movie?
Well, obviously the film is very dated. It was dated even when it came out in terms of what actually was going on in public facilities like the Oregon State Hospital. However, among what I consider the more important aspects of that movie was a recognition that sometimes people who had the very best of intentions did some things which were, by our standards today, less than appropriate. In fact, downright violent. I'm concerned that, of course, people who come after us will look at our efforts in the public health realm in the same kind of way.
Hmm. And with the groundbreaking today for a new facility there, what does this day mean to you?
I'm certainly very pleased that the state has finally gotten to the point where it recognizes that we need a new state hospital.
Do you think it'll be an improvement on what's there now?
That would not be difficult. The situation has been so problematic for so many years that certainly a new facility will allow, I think, a new emphasis on a treatment-oriented and community-based transition program that will allow people to hopefully return to the community better able to deal with the stresses of what's going to occur when they get out.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Fickle, thanks very much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
It's Dr. Marvin Fickle, a former superintendent of the Oregon State Hospital in Salem, the setting of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.